There was a little bit of that last year with Kendrick Lamar doing the Super Bowl halftime show. A lot of people were not happy with that choice, and plenty of people are not happy with the choice for this year, where it was announced yesterday that Bad Bunny will be the Super Bowl halftime show. If you don't know who he is only one of the most popular performers in the entire world. He is the third most streamed artist globally. His last album is the most streamed album of all time on Spotify. And he's performed in movies. He's performed at concert venues everywhere. But there are some people that are not happy. It's mostly far-right commentators that are criticizing the move, saying that Bad Bunny is anti-Trump. He recently said that he was not going to tour in the U.S. because he was concerned that ICE agents would show up and target his fans. He is of Puerto Rican descent, by the way, and most of his fans are Hispanic. Super Bowl halftime performers are selected by the NFL and by Apple Music and the company known as Roc Nation, which was founded by Jay-Z. So... plenty of publicity for the halftime show. I'm sure, you know, the NFL isn't crazy about the controversy, but I'm sure everyone's going to be tuning in now to see what the deal is on this.
In the Say It Ain't So department, Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have busted up. I guess it's a done deal, isn't it?
Well, separated for now, but looks like headed for... divorce. And this is sad because every time that you would see them on a red carpet, every time you would see them at an award show or something, they were hand in hand and just super cuddly and lovey-dovey. And yesterday it was announced that they are splitting up after 19 years of marriage. Just a couple of months ago, Nicole Kidman posted a picture of them together saying, "Happy anniversary, baby." But TMZ is reporting that the couple has been living apart since the beginning of summertime. They are also reporting that it is Keith Urban that wants this split. Nicole Kidman would like to try to save the marriage. So we'll see what's going to wind up happening with all of this. Neither of them have commented themselves on this. They do have two teenage daughters together, and Nicole Kidman's got two adopted kids from when she was married to one Mr. Tom Cruise.
There's been a lot of publicity around Cat Stevens lately because he was out touring. Did he do any shows, and what's happening now with the rest of the scheduled concerts?
I believe that he did a few shows. But the rest of his tour has been put on hold. I don't think it's been completely canceled, but it is very definitely on hold for right now. And it is because of visa issues. That's what the Cat Stevens people are saying, that the book tour in North America is on hold because of visa issues. He has been waiting for months to get his visa issues resolved. He's got a new book that's coming out next Tuesday called Cat on the Road to Find Out. The tour was supposed to begin this past Thursday. There was supposed to be a show at the Chicago Theater on October the 14th. And everything is just, like everything else in the world right now is just up in the air.
Yeah, really. Dean, tell us about this Simpsons movie.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to be getting another one. They officially announced it yesterday that Simpsons movie will be released into theaters in July of 2027. That would make it 20 years after the first Simpsons movie came out. They also announced yesterday that the Simpsons TV show, which occasionally I pop in on and I check out, and is still hilarious, by the way. It is not showing any signs of age. It has been renewed now through its 40th season. How about that? And I believe that the Simpsons is the longest-running television series.
Has to be.
I think Meet the Press might be up there somewhere.
Yeah, it is.
It might have a year or two, many more years on it than The Simpsons. But of all the TV shows that are out there, The Simpsons is one of the longest running of all time.
Yeah, I think it used to be, the record holder was WGN TV Channel 9 Nightbeat News.
Yep.
I remember.
Yep.
We used to love that, especially when Carl Grayson would anchor.
Oh, that
you
was
never
good.
Knew what was going to happen.
Those good nighttime shots of State Street.
Yeah, and, that's right, Mr. Right? Kelly's.
Right.
What happened to this Tina Turner statue?
Oh.
This sounded like a good idea.
It sounds like a fantastic idea. Nobody is more deserving of an honor like that than Tina Turner. So her hometown of Brownsville, Tennessee, decided to erect a 10-foot-tall statue of her in a park just across the street from where she went to high school. They worked on it for months. They got tons of public donations. Everyone was behind all of this. And then this past Saturday, they unveiled it. And it is horrific to see.
Uh-oh.
The sculptor said he was trying to capture her style and her stage movement. How that happens to be where the head is about 10 times bigger than the body. It's completely out of proportion. He was trying to depict her signature, you know, big hairdo that mm-hmm. she always had, but it turned out really just to be kind of a frightening look. These are some of the social media comments after the statue was unveiled. The statue is a tragedy. Tennessee will pay for their crimes. Another said, I can't look at it without laughing. And another said, the statue is atrocious. Thank God Tina passed away before this thing was erected. It is terrifying.
You know, I'm looking at it online. Yeah, it's not good.
Not good.
No.
It almost, but you know what? Statues of people, I would say 90% of the time, do not do justice to the person.
Yeah, it's rare you get a good one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hair on the statue, we'll say that.
There's a ton of, it's gigantic.
What's going on with Gloria Estefan these days?
She is making the move into movies. She is starring in a movie that your kids or grandkids will probably be familiar with, Gabby's Dollhouse. It's been a Netflix favorite for 4 or 5 years now, something like that. Now they have made Gabby's Dollhouse into a motion picture. It's the adventures of young Gabby and the adorable little kitty cats that live inside of her dollhouse. Layla Lockhart Craner is reprising her role from the TV series, but joining her, playing her grandmother, is the legendary Gloria Estefan, 4-time Grammy winner, who I talked with on a Zoom chat last week about making the move to movies. And I'm still trying to wrap my head, Gloria, around the fact that you play a grandmother in this. I just can't picture you that way.
Well, I'm a grandma for real.
I know.
13-year-old grandson.
I can't accept it. That's all.
It's shocking for me too when I look at him, but it's the most joy in my life is being a grandma. And my grandmother was very close to me, so I've channeled a lot of her into that and a lot of the love that I have for my grandson. We had a really great connection, her and I, from the first moment on the set. And for Latinos, the extended family is just, they're there. They help raise the kids. Sometimes they live with the family. So when anything that celebrates that was important for me to do.
I have to bring up also that I know you just celebrated your 50th career anniversary when you first started performing. How do you reflect on that? Because you're still so energetic.
I was telling Lila last night that I have more energy than ever, honestly. I find these years to be very creative. I'm doing so many different things because my job as a mom is pretty much, you never stop being a mom, but the kids are cooked. I enjoy very much the relationship with my grandson, but my husband and I couldn't believe it. We don't dwell on those things, and when we're going to release this last album, Raíces, I said to him, do you realize it's 50 years since I joined the band, and it's flown by. And I think if you're always looking forward and doing new projects and things that get you excited, it's never going to change. It just keeps getting more fun, actually.
This interview will run on the segment that I do on Bob Surratt's morning show.
Bob, I love him!
On WGN Radio, your longtime friend, lifelong friend, his wife,
yes,
Marianne.
Marianne, yeah, we go back to 14 years old. We're all in a group chat. We call ourselves the Dirty Dozen, my friends. And Marianne is one of them. And I love Bob. We always see him. Well, every time I go to Chicago or he's in town in Miami, please send him my love.
All right, so there you go. You get a special shout out.
She's a sweetheart. She really is. And yeah, Marianne regales me all the time with high school stories and stories of seeing Gloria way back with the Miami Sound Machine.
That's right.
Remember them?
Doing the conga.
Yeah. Yeah. And, and then they talk Spanish. They're both from Cuba, so I don't know what they're saying about me half the time, but that was nice to hear. Thank
Sends
you,
her love.
Appreciate that.
Bob, I love him.